This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Archuleta County officials are considering withdrawing from San Juan Basic Health, the public health department that also serves La Plata County. Commissioner Ronnie Mayez says he'd like to explore the county's ability to provide public health services on its own.
I know it's a pandemic right now. It'd be a stupid move for us to separate from San Juan Basic Health right now. But a lot of it is us as commissioners want to look and see if we're getting the services rendered that we want.
Officials in Douglas County are working toward leaving the Tri-County Health Department, which also serves Adams, Arapahoe, and Jefferson counties. The Democratic National Convention does not include many Coloradans this year, but two of them will take the virtual stage tonight. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
One of those speakers is Laura Packard, a cancer survivor turned healthcare advocate. She'll speak in defense of the Affordable Care Act, which she says helped save her life, and argue for expanding health coverage to all Americans. Tonight, we'll also see a brief appearance by Howard Cho, first vice chair of the Colorado Democratic Party. He'll talk about the struggles of working parents during the coronavirus pandemic. His cameo is part of something the convention has dubbed Roll Call Across America, in which party members will officially nominate Joe Biden as their presidential candidate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Coloradans will decide in November on a slight state income tax decrease from 4.63% to 4.55%. Officials say organizers got the signatures enough for the ballot. This is CPR.